Simen Shin Samach Gimel. We're up to page Reish Chof Gimel in the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah, and that is we are in the middle of Seif Chof Vav. Okay, so if on the English page it's 444 on the English numbers. So you turn to the next page, it's Reish Chof Gimel. We're on the top line. We're in the middle, top line. Top line says Avlam Inu Govoa Asara. So we are continuing our discussion of the Mavui, and the Mavui doesn't. The walls of the Mavui are not 10 tefachim tall. One can carry the Mavui. We're very lenient. All you need to be misaking to rectify Mavui is a lechi or a koira, but you have to have many conditions. And yesterday we began to discuss all of these conditions. And one of the conditions is the Mavui must have walls that are 10 tefachim tall. The three walls of the Mavui must equal 10 tefachim. Let's say the Mavui, the walls are not 3 tefachim. If we look in the picture on the side, picture 81. On the right side, we see here what we're going to do. See on the right side, picture 81, we have over here a Mavui. The walls of that Mavui are less than 10 tefachim tall. And you want to rectify the Mavui with a koira. It's not going to work. Because the koira, if you put the koira on top of the wall, it's not above a wall that's 10 tefachim tall. So what is the solution? You have to dig down. You see, if there are arrows showing you the height of the wall is only 9 tefachim tall. If you want to allow the koira to operate, you have to carve out from the floor of the Mavui 1 tefach, so that inside the Mavui it is 10 tefachim tall. Now, how much of a distance must one carve out in the ground in order for this to work? Dalid Amos. Because that's going to be another condition we're going to learn very soon. A Mavui in Halacha is only called a Mavui if it has a length of at least Dalid Amos. We're very lenient. A Mavui only needs a Lechi or a Koira. But the only time we can make use of this leniency if we have a long list of conditions. And one of those conditions is that the length of the Mavui must equal 4 Amos. So here, when we have walls that are not 10 tefachim tall, the walls are only 9 tefachim tall, and we want to use a Kora, we're missing one major condition. We don't have a wall of 10 tefachim. So the solution is, underneath the Kora, just carve out earth, 1 tefach deep, so now you will have a height from the ground until the Kora of 10 tefachim. But it's not sufficient to carve out, to remove earth below the Kora for the width of the Kora of 1 tefach. One must remove the earth beneath the Kora, the entire halachic length of a Mavui, which goes until 4 Amos. That's what it says over the top line of the page, Reish Chof Gimel, Avlam Eino Gavoy Asara, V'choykeg Bof, you want to carve out, you want to remove earth on the ground, Bo Lahashlimo Liasara, Tzorich, is required, Lachok Arba Amos, the Socha Mavui, Al Pnei Korach, along the entire length of the Mavui. Now that's in contrast to what we learned yesterday in the picture of picture 80. Picture 80, we learn we have a situation where it was the opposite, where the walls of the Mavui are more than 20 amos. Let's say it was exactly 20, let's say for argument's sake it was exactly 21 amos. So we learned yesterday that the only time a Kara works is when the Kara is within 20 amos. The Kara must be between 10 tefachim and 20 amos. So if the walls are higher than 20 amos, it's not going to work. It's too high, you're not going to take notice. So we learned yesterday the solution is right along the edge of the Mavui where your Kara is located, build a platform 1 amma. So now when you are standing upon that 1 amma, the Kora will be exactly within 20 ammas. Because we discuss this, because when a person is standing, you can sense what is above you up to a height of 20 amos. And being that the purpose of the Kora is Mishum Heker, it's a reminder not to carry past the boundary. So as long as you have that heker, at least, even though it has to be within 20 amos, as long as at least in one location, right underneath the kora, it's 1 amma tall, and when you stand on that platform, you are within 20 amos from your kora, you are okay. How far within the Mavui must you build this platform? We learned yesterday, only 1 tefach. That's the picture. Picture 80 in the previous page. You see the platform underneath the kora, only 1 tefach, because since the kora only needs to equal a width of 1 tefach, the platform beneath you must only equal a width of 1 tefach. But here we're contrasting that case to our case. Our case, where it's the opposite, where the height of the wall is not 20 amos, but it's less than 10 tefachim. So what is the solution in this case? Instead of building a platform, you have to do a chakika. You have to remove earth from beneath the korah so that you create a gap of at least 10 tefachim. But in this situation, where you're doing chakika and you're not building a platform, the chakika must be along a length into the mavui of dalid amos, not just one tefach, because here you don't have walls. If the walls are only 9 tefachim, that's not in halacha called a mavui. So you have to create halachic walls which must go for a distance of at least 4 amos. Now it appears to be very interesting. I didn't research this. I don't even know where to research, but what appears to be very interesting is that as long as you build, you carve out dalet amos, it's okay even if the remainder of the mavui is less than 10 tefachim. That's a very big chiddush. You would think a mavui has to have walls that are 10 tefachim along the entire span, all the way back, all along the length and along the width. It appears not. You're dealing here with a mavui, and the mavui has walls, let's say they're only 9 tefachim, or 8 tefachim, or 7 tefachim. Those are not halachic walls, but it's still called a mavui. Fascinating. It's just that the walls are not 10 tefachim tall. If you want to be masaking the mavui, you need to create a halachic mavui of 10 tefachim only for a distance of a halachic mavui of dalet amos. But the remainder, as you see in this picture, picture 81, it's okay. You can carry along the remainder of this mavui, even in the area of the walls are not 10 tefachim tall. It's all part of the mavui. It appears all part of the leniency Chazal have enacted in this situation that you are allowed to carry here. That's what appears to be at least going to the simple understanding of this halacha.
Can you put a plank up there, make the wall taller?
Absolutely. If you want to make the wall, you have to make the wall tall along the entire length, along at least dalet amos.
Give me my 4 amos that you gave me when
right.
I took it out.
4 amos, as long as the wall is a height of 4, of 10 tefachim along a length of 4 amos, that is a halachic mavui. In this situation, for whatever reason, doesn't want to do that. It's easier for him to remove earth from the ground, so it's fine as long as you move the earth for 4 amos. Let's go further. Okay, that concludes. Okay, I basically summarized the Mishnah Berurah, so we're just going to go further. Let's now go to the second line. Now we list over here a long list of other requirements in order for something to be called a halachic mavui to get the leniencies of a lechi or a koira. Second line, ein mavui nito belechi or koira ad shiyu pisuchim lesocho shnei chatzeros uluchol chatzer shnei batim. You must have at least 2 courtyards, and in each courtyard there must be at least 2 batim. And the Ramah says that the 2 courtyards are, it's called a halachic courtyard, even if the courtyards open one to another. The afilo kol chatzeros pesuchos zolazo, even if the chatzeros are open one to another, that's okay. But even though, because you would think that if the courtyards are open, there's a back door opening one courtyard to the other courtyard, it's only considered one courtyard. No, the Ramah is lenient, that even though the 2 courtyards have access one to the other through a door in between, it is okay because we're lenient, we still consider it to be 2 separate courtyards. And then he brings down the Yesh Cholkim, is this some disagree, some are of the opinion that if the 2 courtyards are open to each other through some type of door, it's considered only one courtyard, and we don't have the halachic requirements that have not been met. And the Mishnah Berurah says he can be makel. You don't have to be. We're very makel in all these matters, so it doesn't really matter. Let's go further. V'shelo yehei b'chol Pesach, v'shelo yehei b'chol Pesach me'elu pachos me'arba tzvachim. Okay, it's another. I mean, it's very hard to imagine the opening from the courtyard into the mavui has to be at least 4 tefachim. If the opening is a teeny, teeny little opening, but if the opening, you have a courtyard, and the opening from the courtyard to the mavui is less than 4 tefachim, that does not count. It's considered that the courtyard does not exist, and you are missing one of your courtyards. Next, v'sheyiyu doyorim oichlim b'chol bayis, another strict requirement, that in each courtyard there must be at least, then we have to have 2 batim, and in each bayis someone must be eating. It's not enough for there to be a person living there. He has to eat there. If he goes out to a restaurant, there's no kitchen, and these batim, it's not a kosher bayis. Shemakim ha-paskim, the reason why we lean is because what's considered a bias is the bread. Person eats. But even if it's a family, so one bias owned by the father, one is by the son, so maybe we should consider one family. It's not called two bottoms, it's called one bias. It's okay. Even if the son is supported by the father, it's okay. As long as the son, he eats his food in his own home, it's considered two bottom, and we have met the requirements. Period. So it's going to review. In order for something to be called a halachic mavui, it must have at least two courtyards. And the two courtyards, lechatilu, should be completely separate. And in each one of the two courtyards, there must be at least two batim. And in the batim, there must be residents who actually eat in their home. Even though one may support the other bias, each one must independently eat in their home for it to be considered to be a bias, so that it's a chotzer, so that it's a mavli. Then he says, even a goy, even if one of the residents living in the courtyard is not a Jew, it's a goy. If one of the two people living in the courtyard is a goy, the echad yisrael mahani, it's also called a halachic mavli, and you can rectify the mavli with the leniency of alech yorakira. Oitzach, another requirement, sheyehe orko yosal rachba. Another requirement is that the length of a mavli must be greater than its width. If you're missing one of these conditions, all the law conditions we mentioned over here on the previous page, we learned yesterday, then we do not lenient to make use of the lechi or the koira. We treat this as a chotzer, and we learned a while back, a chotzer is only permitted with a single lechi that's at least four tzvachim wide, or two lechis, one on each side, and then each lechi can be the size of a mashu. Koira does not accomplish anything in a chotzer, and a single lechi does not accomplish anything in a chotzer if it's less than four tefachim wide. Vim chotzer echad me'elu ein anitor ela bepas arba oishnei pasim kishnei mashuhuyin, like we learned before, or a tzuras apestach like we do today. Period. Okay, so we've gone through over here pretty much all of the basic requirements of Mavli, and now we come to the Ramah, which is very important. The Ramah says, since there are so many requirements, we learned on this page, and we learned before, he basically, it's not kedai ever to be samech on all of these things, on the lechi, you might as well just go and make a tzuras ha-pesach to cover yourself from all the problems that you could happen. Look at the Ramah, Hagah, v'yeshoimrim, some say, Dinoy hagin ho'idna, it is our custom today, lasakin kol ha-mevos, all of the alleys, b'tzuras ha-pesach. Like we do today, you have the two posts, and you have the string on top, a tzuras ha-pesach, you solve all the problems. Why? The kol ha-mevos shalon, all of our alleyways, yesh lohem din chatzeros. Because there are so many problems, right? We like all the conditions, if it's more than 15 feet wide, it's not called a halachic mavli. If it's double in length and it isn't width, it's not a halachic mavli. If it's not wider, if it's not longer than it's wider, it's not a mavli. The walls are too short, the walls are too tall, you don't have two chatzeros, you don't have in each chatzer two separate batim. There are so many conditions. So don't get involved. Just make for yourself a tzuras ha-pesach and you're safe. The minig ha-pasha, then he goes up to the minig ha-pasha, the minig ha-pasha, the accepted minig in these countries, l'saknam a'idechevel, we learned this is a total repetition we learned before, is to make a rope, l'saknam a'idechevel ha-koshur l'rachba shamavo. If you have a mavo, you have three walls, the fourth wall is open, you have two posts, and you tie a rope to the top of the two posts, v'dimechevel ze'en a'koyru, the rope, the little fishing string, is not called a koira, because a koira has a requirement that it should be one tefach wide and strong enough to support the weight of bricks. Ein a koira shoy ein rach betefach lo mahani el mitam tzura sa pesach. The mahani lamala afilu begmi, which works even a thin little reed, even if it's thin like a fishing string, it is fine. Kidol el soif simen shin samach beis valken yesh le zor. But one thing you have to be very careful, as we discussed, is to make sure that the rope is directly above the post, because if the rope is not above the post but it's to the side, like we discussed, like the telephone poles, the wires, that is not a kosher tzuras haPesach. And you have to be misakin it by adding another board to make sure that board is at least 10 tefachim tall. The rope above does not have to touch the lechi. That's a given. You don't have to touch, but it has to be parallel. It has to be directly above the lechi in order for it to be called a tzuras haPesach. And that's what it's over here. Second line, two very tall poles, asara, that are 10 tefachim tall, michuvanim tachas hakechavel, that are opposite, directly beneath the rope, the oz mahani afilu b'mavi mefulish, even if it's another type of mavi which is only has two walls. If you have a mavi that only has two walls and the other two walls are open, then the lechin akaru doesn't work. Then you need to have at least one wall at Tzuras HaPesach. So that's also fine. You have double Tzuras HaPesach and this opening and that opening, like we do today. Even a courtyard, if you have only one wall in the courtyard, it's also sufficient for Tzuras HaPesach. Like we discussed in detail, and we learned the Rambam, we spent a whole day on that, the Rambam, about if you have to have Oymed Merube, if you have to have more, even the Tzuras HaPesach work on all four sides. So we discussed this, the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds you cannot make an Erev when you just have just of a Tzuras HaPesach. What you do in the country, you do today in many places, you just take four poles and you put four strings and you're in business. According to the Rambam, that's invalid because it's parutz merube. There is more open space than solid space. You have to have more solid space than open space. And for the miut of open space, that's what you can be misakin with the Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah, we read the Be'er Halacha, we spent a whole day on this. We are not machmir like the Rambam. We are lenient, generally speaking. We are lenient and we do not require the condition of Oymed Merubah, and you can make a complete enclosure with just sets of Tzuras HaPesachs. What?
No,
okay, now let's see some Mishnah Berurah. Let's go back to Mishnah Berurah. A little bit of Mishnah in the previous page, Kuf Yud Aleph. If Katan Kuf Yud Aleph in the previous page, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu the kol mivoshlan." The Mishnah Berurah is commenting on the Ramah. The Ramah says, "In our times, we are very strict. We're not strict. We don't get involved in the laws of Mavi. We just make for all openings a Tzuras HaPesach." Hainu mishum. The Mishnah again mikufin avim dim divim vo osenu ein batin v'chatzeros psuchos l'socha. Because in our alleyways, in our times, we don't, it's rare, at least the Mishnah Berurah being in his time, to find this configuration where you have an alleyway, and the alleyway, opening into the alleyway are courtyards, and opening to the courtyards are batim. To have this unique configuration of batim to chatzeros, to a mavui, is very rare, and therefore we don't bother with this. And therefore, ein nitar b'lechi v'koro k'din heter mavui. Even though you'll tell me that a chotzer it's sufficient to luchayim b'shnei tzadim below tzta pesach, what about a chotzer? Let's say, fine. So we're not going to be lenient today to make just a lechi or a kora. But in our times, if we have three walls and the fourth wall is open, so why don't we at least today make a double lechi? So fine, we'll be machmir. We're not going to go treat our mavos bisman as like a real mavos because of all the problems. But let's at least treat our alleyways like a chotzer. And what is the advantage of treating like a chotzer? You don't need to make a tzuras haPesach. It's enough just to make a lechi that's four tefachim wide, or a double lechi on two sides. So he says, So he says as follows: the reason why today, if we have we don't see people making just a single lechi that's four tefachim wide, or making two lechis, is because that only helps when one of the four walls is missing. But if two of the four walls are missing, then you will have to make a Tzuras HaPesach. It's not going to help to make a lechi or a double lechi. And another problem, if the opening of the fourth wall is more than 10 amos, then a single lechi or a double lechi also does not work. So since it's so common to have these situations where al pi halacha, a single lechi or two lechis will not work, we don't get involved. And every situation, we only make a tzuras ha-pesach. Okay? And therefore, last line, nigu tamid la'asos tzuras ha-pesach. One thing I'm going to tell you also from the Mishnah Berurah is an interesting halacha. This is the idea we have to know. This is interesting halacha. Let's say that the Erev falls down. Okay, you have a Shabbos, you have an Erev. You have an Erev, and it's a small enclosure. Okay, a small Erev, front yard, and one of the four walls, you have a tzura. So like today, in today's times. Right, you have your front yard. You have an erev, and the string on Shabbos breaks. So what do you do? So the answer is, well, if that fourth wall where you have your tzuras is less than 15 feet. Okay, it's less than 15, even 20 feet. Can we make a little less? So 15-20 feet, then it's kosher, mm-hmm. Because the two poles. As long as the other three walls are enclosed, either through a tzuras ha-pesach or through walls, and it's only one of four walls that's open, so we now know the halachas. The halachas a chotzer, may ikar hadin, only needs one lechi that's four tefachim wide, or two lechis, even if each one is only the size of a mashu. So if you have, like we do today, we don't get involved in lechis, we just make a tzuras ha-pesach. You have an enclosure, four sides, whether you have walls, whether you have just poles with strings, you're completely enclosed. Shabbos, the string breaks, you have three walls, and the fourth wall is now completely open.
And you had two poles.
You had two poles. And there was a string. And the
two
string
poles,
broke.
What was the distance between the two poles?
So if the distance is within 15 feet, so now you're allowed to carry in that area, because those two poles can serve as the double lechi for the chotzer. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah here says. Mm-hmm. That even though we don't get involved, like the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah emphasize that Bizman says, stay away from us. We spent already 2 weeks on this, right? We spent this. There's a chotzer, and there's a mavel. A chotzer requires a lechi, and the chotzer that's dealing with has three walls. The fourth wall is missing. So a chotzer, just one board, but it's four tefachim wide, or two boards, a mashu. And then a mavel even more lenient. Just put a kaira, or put a single lechi. And we learned the yisur, the reason why we're more lenient by the mavel over the chotzer, because the mavel is not a place where people do private activities. A place where people are private requires stronger mechitzas. The less private the area, the more lenient Chazal were in enclosing the area. A mavui is distant from your private dwelling because it's a mavui, which has courtyards, and in the courtyards are batim. So we're already one step removed from the actual living quarters, so we're lenient. So we learned all these yisodos. But we don't get involved in this! Because there's so many complications that can arise of walls and the length and height. There's so many, we don't get involved. We just make it simple. We put up two poles and make a tzuras ha-pesach. But you have to know the yisoides. And the yisoides can help you sometimes. And that's where, to repeat, where you have an enclosure on four sides, all through walls or a tzuras ha-pesach. And on Shabbos, the Tzuras HaPesach breaks, the string on top breaks. So now you have three walls. Fourth wall is open, but your two poles are still standing there. Oh, your two poles. So those two poles can serve as a double lechi. A double lechi in a chotzer is kosher.
But if the distance between the two
is more than 15 feet.
15 or 20.
Well, that's machlokes, it's how you make calculate chazonish. The smallest shear for an amma is a foot and a half. And the largest shear for an amma is, like the Chazonish, is 2 feet. 2 feet. So for 10 amos would be between 15 and 20 feet. So I'm sure you can be lean in a certain case, how far you want to go. I want to go on the Chazonish. Here the Chazonish is a kula. No, the Chazonish is a chumra. Here the chazan is the kula. It's less than 20 feet. Less than 20 feet. So nu, I can carry because I have three walls, and the fourth wall I have two lechis. Two lechis is good enough. Right? If you're not learning these halachas, you never think of it. You never know that. You have to. That's what the Mishnah Berurah here says. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Next halacha, now we describe the laws of a chotzer. Now, a chotzer was, as we said, with machmir. A chotzer has more stringencies, but there are leniencies that can arise by a chotzer as well. Chav Zayin, page 446 of chotzer. She'orko yoser al rochbo, that is longer than its width. Dinoi kemavo v'nitur belechi oikor. Fascinating. That even though we're so accustomed to learning that mavo has so many conditions, but a courtyard, which means there's a bias in the courtyard. We have the courtyard, and in the courtyard we have a bias, so it's a real courtyard, but the length is longer than the width, then we can be lenient and treat the chotzer like a mavui, and we only need one lechi or a kairam. Chotash arku yosar rachbay dinik mavui nita belechi a kairah haga. Afa pi she'en chatzero subatim pesuchim lesochi. Even though there are no courtyards and bottom open to this courtyard, it's okay. Hoyle the eno karvel reshusarabim, since this courtyard is not open to a reshusarabim. Ela pasuach lamavui, it's open to a mavui. The hamavui pasuach lereshusarabim. That's why in this instance we can be lenient. Okay, it's interesting halacha that we can be lenient in this. Let's see, Kuf Tezan. Let's see, the Mishnah Berurah says Kuf Tezan. This is a short Mishnah Berurah. Kuf Tezayin. No, okay, that was a different point. So, okay, fine. That's another side halacha that's mentioned over here in Chavzayin. Let's go to Kuf Ches. Okay, one more halacha, Chav Ches. Let's get in some of Chav Ches. Let's see. Mavui she'ein beruch by shloish. This is very halacha. It's not very practical. You have a mavui she'ein beruch by shloish etvachim. A teeny little opening. Okay, the fourth wall is very, very small. It's less than, I don't know how you can squeeze through. You can squeeze through. You got to be really thin to squeeze through such an opening, and it's not clear what's going on here, but that's what it says. A mavui she'ein beruch by shloish tvachim, it's less than three tvachim wide. Einoy tzarech shum tikun, does not require any rectification. Shukasasim, less than three tvachim is as if it's sealed. The yeshum, some say the kol she'ein by arba tvachim ein tzarech shum tikun. Some are even more lenient, if it's less than four tvachim, you also do not require any tikun. Chav Tes, mavui she'tzidi yechad kol aliyam. We have one side opens to the sea, and the other side opens to a garbage dump. And we say garbage, that means the garbage is piled high. So the garbage itself serves as a wall that's 10 tefachim. And the sea, the slope going into the sea, you drop a distance of 10 tefachim within four Amos. That's the rules. Create a halachic wall. Halachic wall does not have to be stand tall like this. Doesn't have to be. A halachic wall is called a wall as long as you drop or you go up. There is a height of 10 tefachim within an area of dalid amos. 6 to 8 feet. You can count the tiles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a pretty big distance. 6 feet. As long as you go within 6 feet, you have gone to a height or depth of 10 tzvachim. 10 tzvachim is not exactly too tall. It's probably like, take three of these tzvachim, pile one of the other. As long as you, that is called a halachic wall. Most of the time, any type of body of water, whether it's a river, whether it's the sea, a beach, most of the time, the slope, the incline along the seabed or the riverbed usually drops a height of 10 tzvachim within dalid amos. That's generally the case. Not all the time, but it's very common. So generally, that's why many like metropolitan eruvim, if they are up against the Hudson, again, Manhattan, those who wanted to make an eruv in Manhattan or in different cities, if one side of the city or the community is up against a body of water, you're in luck. because Ruba Deruba, at some point along the water, there's a drop of 10 tefachim within 6 feet.
How does that apply to, let's say, Coney Island or Manhattan Beach, where it opens
it's even up better.
To the sea?
There it's even better, because there they have actually, in many places, they have actually...
on both sides.
They have fences,
on one
side they have decks.
The Atlantic, Manhattan Beach, one side has the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
And the other side has Sheepshead Bay.
So that's wonderful. So you're like an island. You have walls around all around you. So on two sides, you already have two walls.
You have... Two oceans. Of water.
That's two walls. On each side, you have a wall. So all you need now is to fix the other two sides, and you're in business. So but you have to be careful, because sometimes, I mean, generally, that's what it says here. Generally, you have a body of water. The metzias is you're going to have a drop of 10 tzvachim. We're talking about ancient times. We're living today. Say you go along Manhattan Beach, they have a boardwalk, right? They have fences, they have a boardwalk, they don't want people just to fall in, so it's even better, because a lot of those structures that have been built are real halachic walls. That's they are real walls. There is whatever, you have to look at the situation. The boardwalks many times, it's only this 10 tzvachim, you just need some type of barrier that's 10 tzvachim tall.
Above the water.
So you almost always have it. But I'm talking about, let's say, on an island or ancient times. We didn't have these fancy boardwalks and concrete platforms and all of these sophisticated modern-day things. You just have a beach. There's a beach, there's a river, and the water, it's shallow water, it's deep water. Generally, you don't need to do anything. That section of the area of the city or wherever you're trying to construct it automatically is okay, because generally it will drop to a depth of 10 tefachim within a 6-foot area, and the male of that whole section is called a halachic wall, period. However, sometimes the Mishnah Mechaber points out, sometimes there's a storm or the environment changes and sediment comes up to shore and things change. And the slope is not as deep as you need to halachically create the wall. You come to a depth of 10 tefachim in 8 feet. Oh, 8 feet, no good. It's not good anymore. So here the Mishnah was telling us, here we have a situation of a Mavi. The Mavi has two real walls. The third wall is a garbage dump. Garbage is piled all the way up 10 feet. It smells. It's garbage. So a real wall. Garbage is a real wall. It's thinning, a vertical wall of garbage. On the other side is the riverbed. And there's a slope. It drops to 10 tefachim within 6 feet. So the Mechaber says, this is not a good situation for two reasons. Number one, tomorrow, someone will decide that the smell is unbearable. They'll send in a sanitation crew and they'll clean it all the garbage. So there'll be no more wall. Number two, there'll be a storm, global warming. There'll be some type of flood or some type of natural disaster, and no longer will the slope of the riverbed drop to 10 tefachim within 6 feet. It'll drop 10 tefachim within 9 feet. So will you have your two halachic walls? No. People will go about their business as usual. Last week we were carrying it. 3 weeks ago we were carrying here in the Mavli. Rav Moshe Feinstein came to visit here on Shabbos, and he was carrying in the Mavli. If it was good enough for Rav Moshe, it was good enough for me. I'm going to carry here. But you're not going to realize Rav Moshe was here. It was before global warming, so we had the depth of 10 tefachim within 6 feet. There was still garbage dump on the other side. Today things have changed. You don't have those two things. So do we have to prevent people today from carrying in such an area, because we should already Ezer Chacham Harayes Hanolad, we should see that things are going to change over a period of time, especially when you're dealing with these two types of situations? Should we be machmir today to take into consideration what's going to happen in the future? And the answer is no. You don't have to think about the future. Be happy, live today. Today everything is because all it says over here, there's some machmir really, very quickly, and we'll stop. The garbage is not going anywhere. Don't worry. No one's going to take away the garbage. So the wall of garbage, that man will remain the way it is. The Ein Chayish, I'm not concerned of a natural disaster that the slope of the riverbed will change dramatically over a short period of time. Ein Chayish, Shema Yalla Hayom, Sirton, sediment. And the incline will be very subtle, and it will no longer have a lack of the wall. Peyosh Yoivesh Ke'ein. Yoivesh will dry up, ke'ein, like doesn't exist. Ish nitchu amayim menu shnatzer roil lizriya. Hagav yesh cholkim. Some disagree. The soivrim no. The Ramot Haka holds no. It's no good. The choy the chayishin shema yalla hayam sirtoin ve'ein kamachitz. Nechnam the Ramot is machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah here says it's the derech for it to happen. And he paskins the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says v'alkein tzarech l'gul Mishnah kuf chav beis. Kuf chav beis. Therefore. Period. He disagrees. He is machmer. And then he goes on to talk about a bridge. You come to the sea, and there's a bridge that takes you over the sea. Right? You go on to the George Washington Bridge. So even though you have the incline, that's a joke because obviously there are many other mechitas there. But let's say you have a bridge. Then he says you have to make a tzuras haPesach. A bridge is considered a road. We ignore the water beneath you, and if there is a bridge along the edge of the Mavi, which takes you over the water, even though the water itself does slope downwards and creates a halachic wall, the bridge that takes you across is mevatel that halachic wall, and you don't have a wall. You're missing something. So that's what he said in the Mishnah Berurah, that you must in that situation create a tzuras haPesach along the entrance to the bridge, to close the bridge up, to separate the bridge from your mavi. If your mavi ends along water, it's okay. Generally, that's the machalikas. The machaber says it's okay. The Ramah says no. We have to be concerned that will one day be yalla certain. You must make a tikkun. But everyone agrees if there's a bridge at the end of the mavi where the water begins, the bridge taking you across the body of water, we say the bridge is mevatel. It has destroyed the natural body of water from being a mechitza, and now you must make a tzuras haPesach to separate the passage of the bridge from your mavli in order to be allowed to carry the mavli. Okay, we'll stop here. We're up to Simon Lamed.